Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl Neek Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. All right, y'all, we are back with another episode of Coro is a Crush. If you thought we were easing into this season, think again. Today we are coming for that small mindset, that hesitation, that let me shrink myself so other people feel comfortable energy. Nope, we are done with all of that because I need you to understand something. God already gave you permission to take up space. So why are you still waiting for someone else to say it's okay? Why are you still shrinking when you were made to shine? I know somebody needed to hear that because, listen, we've all been there. Sitting on our potential, second-guessing every move, waiting for the perfect moment that never comes. And meanwhile, God is like, girl, what are you doing? I already gave you everything you need. So why are you waiting on the sign when I am the sign? So today, we're going to break that mindset, talk about why we shrink ourselves, and most importantly, how to step all the way into your power. But before we get into it, let me talk to my business owners, my creatives, and my brands for a second. If you love this show and want to connect with an audience that is all about self-love, faith, and walking boldly into their purpose, you need to sponsor this podcast. Let's get your brand in front of a community that actually aligns with your mission. Hit the link in the show notes and let's make some magic happen. So, here at Coro, we got a few things going on this month that you might want to pay attention to. Coro & Company is now available at two amazing locations. Not only are we at the Williamsburg Bazaar, but we're also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia at the Blake & Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out my booth at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23118, and the Blake & Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. Make sure you're following us at Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Coro is a Crush Podcast, where you will find out what's going on with Coro is a Crush in real time. Also, make sure that you are on our email list so you can catch all of the deals we have at Coro, so you don't want to miss those. Go to my website, coroandcompany.com, to sign up and join the tribe. All right, now, let's get into it. So today's topic is called, God said, take up space. So why are you playing small? So let's be real. Why do we do this? Why do we make ourselves smaller than we were meant to be? If I had to guess, it's probably one of three things: fear, conditioning, or comfort. Let's break those down. Number one, fear of failure, judgment, and even success. A lot of us hold back because we're scared. I should know, I am one of them. We're scared to fail, scared of what people will think, scared that we're not good enough. And for some of us, the real fear is actually success. Because success means change. It means responsibility. It means stepping up, and that can feel like it's entirely too much. But let me ask you something. If God called you to it, don't you think he's going to equip you for it? You keep worrying about whether you're ready, but he wouldn't have put that dream in your heart, on your mind, if you weren't meant to carry it out. Number two, conditioning. The lies we were taught. Now, some of us have been conditioned to believe that being too confident is a bad thing, that taking up space makes us feel or seem arrogant, that if we shine too brightly, we're doing too much. And let's be honest, this is especially true for women. We're told to be humble, but what they really mean is don't be too visible. Let me tell you something. Humility is knowing your worth and not needing to prove it, not pretending you're less than you are. Some of y'all were raised in families where playing small was part of the norm, where no one ever chased their dreams. So you don't even know what it looks like to go all in on something. But let me tell you, you don't have to keep that cycle going. You can actually break that cycle. Break that generational curse. Number three, comfort. Because shrinking feels safe. The truth is, playing small, it's comfortable. It's familiar. It keeps us from taking risks, from stepping out of our comfort zones. But let me ask you, are you really comfortable or are you just settling? Are you really at peace or are you just avoiding the discomfort of growth? Because let me tell you something, growth is supposed to stretch you. If it doesn't challenge you, it's not changing you. And I don't know about you, but I refuse to stay stuck just because it's easier than leveling up. All right, so now that we called out the problem, let's get into what God actually says about taking up space. Because nowhere in the Bible does it say dim your light so people don't feel uncomfortable. Somebody find it for me. Because as far as I'm concerned, what he said was in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. He also said in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And then if you flip the pages to Jeremiah 1:5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Now listen, if God already set you apart, why are you trying so hard to blend in? If he gave you the gift, the vision, the calling, who are you to not walk in it? Who are you to tell God, nah, I don't think I'm ready for that? Do you really think he made a mistake putting that purpose in you? Last time I checked, God doesn't make mistakes. And I know what some of y'all are thinking. What if people don't like it? What if I lose friends? What if people judge me? Baby, let me free you real quick. People are gonna talk. Regardless, whether you're winning or you're struggling, they will always have something to say. So you might as well give them something great to talk about. And here's the realest truth. You taking up space is not just about you. Somebody out there needs your voice, your story, your courage. You showing up boldly gives someone else permission to do the same thing. So, when you shrink, you're not just holding yourself back, you're holding them back too. Don't be the reason somebody else stays small. All right now, so now that we've dragged our old mindsets, what are we gonna do about it? How do we actually step up and take up space? Here's what I need you to start doing right now. And I'm gonna give you 4 things to do. Number one, own your gifts. God didn't put that dream inside of you for decoration. Stop doubting what's already in you. If he gave you the talent, the passion, the vision, use it. The world needs what you have, okay? Number two, stop asking for permission. You don't need validation from people who aren't even walking in their purpose. You know the people who have the most to say, they're usually the ones that are doing the least. Do it scared, do it messy, but just do it. Just start. Don't worry about what the outcome gonna be. Just do it. Number three, speak life over yourself. Your words shape your reality. If your inner voice is always negative, then you're fighting against yourself. Change the narrative. Change the conversation. Say, I am called. I am chosen. I am meant to be here. When you speak positive over your life and you speak positivity off of your tongue, positive things will happen. And number four, walk in rooms like you belong there. Because you really do, period. Walk with confidence. Show up fully. Own your presence. God didn't bring you this far to hide in the background. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Coro is a Crush. If you missed part of this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. If you got topics you want me to dive into, questions you need answered on the show, or just want to say, hey, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at Coro is a Crush Podcast. Email me at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail. Yes, babes, we now have voicemail. Go to the website, CoroCrushPodcast.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You get to click on the podcast. It will come up to the page where it says Coro is a Crush Podcast. Then you're going to scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page. Click on send me a voice message. What I wouldn't give to hear from you. You can also, if you would like to donate to the podcast, I want you to go to buymeacoffee.com/CoroIsACrushPodcast and donate to whatever your heart is desiring to give. We don't have large amounts, and I'm not asking for a whole lot, but to keep the podcast going, it would be nice if you give a donation. Give what's on your heart. Don't let me force you into giving you anything that doesn't feel comfortable. All right, it is time for prayer. If there's someone on your heart that you'd like me to lift up, feel free to send me a message on any one of my social media platforms, and I'll include their name in our prayer. If you're at work or you're on the road, please stay safe as we take a moment to bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, this space, and this moment to pour into those who need it most. Lord, I pray for every listener who pressed play today. May they feel your love, your grace, and your presence in their lives. God, remind them that they are chosen. They are overcomers. They are renewed, and they are walking on purpose. Whatever battles they're facing, remind them that you have already gone before them. Fill them with confidence, peace, and boldness to step fully into what you've called them to be. I pray that this message plants seeds of healing, transformation, and self-love in their hearts. May they release what no longer serves them, stand strong in their faith, and move forward with courage. Lord, cover them, guide them, and remind them that they are never alone. Thank you for this platform and for allowing me to speak life into your people. May everything I do bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I don't know who needed this, but I hope it hits your spirit. No more playing small, okay? No more waiting for permission. It is 2025. We are walking boldly in our purpose. Here's your challenge for the week. What is one way you're gonna take up space? What is one way you're gonna take up space? DM me, tag me, whatever. Just let me know how you're stepping up because I wanna be your hype man. I wanna hype you up. If you love this episode, subscribe, rate, and leave me a review. And of course, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Until next time, take up space, stand in your power, and keep on shining. I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace. and be blessed.